Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 786.
What do you got on the Nerdist Community Corkboard?
Hey, there's a new ink shares contest through Nerdist and Geek and Sundry. It's the first of six contests they're going to do. And this one, the theme is space opera, and writers can submit their pitches or sample chapters, and the top three books with the most unique pre-orders of their book or pitch will get automatically funded. And at least one writer will get their chance to have their book put into the Nerdist or Geek and Sundry collection. People can enter at I'm going to stop reading copy there.
Okay.
It was really good. I felt like you for a minute. It was really exciting.
That was
like,
good.
Oh, man, I've learned from watching.
Yeah.
people can go to nerdi.st/inkshares1
mm-hmm.
to go and enter.
That's
the contest.
That's a short URL.
That's there we go.
Yeah, I bought those cool ones.
I bought the nerdy.st.
I didn't even know
we
you could
should
do
start
that.
Saying it like
domain extension. Yeah, it's an international. I bought it.
Ah.
I bought it because I didn't want to. This was probably like 5 years ago. I didn't want to. No, 5 years ago. What's it? Yeah, no, 5 years ago. Didn't want him to say bit.ly when I posted short
yeah,
URLs.
I like
when I get in the URL shortener. So I tracked down. .st is St. Thomas, maybe. I think it might be the island of St. Thomas. And they actually make a fine. They make a fine income on their domain extension. So I bought nerdi.
You really are a sharp cookie. You're not just a pretty face.
Really
get these things figured out.
I have some good ideas every once in a while. Yeah. So that's our URL shortener.
Can I have a short URL that can just go to Picture Scout with some sparkles on it?
Yeah.
Can you put some sparkles? Katie got legitimately smiley at that.
Sparkle yo dog. What do you got, Katie?
I want to plug this Thursday, February 11th at 10:30 on True TV is the premiere of Those Who Can't, which is from
Hydraulics
guys, Adam Kate Holland, Ben Roy, and Andrew Orvidal, and they're all great.
Oh,
I've
it
seen
looks
the
so
first,
fucking good.
I've seen the first three episodes and it's amazing. The cast also features Rory Scovel, Kyle Kinney, Maria Thayer, and a bunch of other hilarious people like Jonah, who plays in a band in the show with Mark Hoppus. So, Those Who Can't, this Thursday, February 11th at 10:30 on True TV.
Be the person who gets to scoff and say, yeah, I've already heard about it.
This episode is a hostful episode, which people keep saying, they're not going to do those anymore. Yes, we are.
But you guys do finish this one going, and that's the end of the series.
No, we're not. Don't tell people that.
God damn it, Kyle. Like, yes, doused yourself in gasoline. We recorded this beforehand, so it's
very
fumy.
Not true. Don't listen to Kyle.
They're all dead already.
We all hate each other.
Stop bringing laundry onto the podcast, Katie. I am tired of Scout's diva attitude.
This dog comes in here, doesn't give a shit about anything.
Doesn't look just, at her.
No, she really
she
doesn't.
She just runs around coked out of her mind thinking she can just do whatever she wants.
This dog is not coked out of its mind.
You see, it's funny because the dog's asleep in a little ball right now.
I would
now.
Call the dog more heroin chic than coked out of its mind.
The dog does have amazing cheekbones.
Yeah, it's amazing. This episode, again, hostful episode. Good to get them together. Always fun to see Katie laughing.
Yeah.
Here we go. The Nerdist Podcast number 786. Hostful goodness. Katie!
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello, you're a longshoreman?
I am a longshoreman. I was working on the docks all day. You got a doc
hat.
And
you're also the third person to make a Longshoreman joke.
Well, then maybe there's something to it.
Well, big guys can't wear beanies, I guess.
It's not cold enough.
It's fucking freezing outside.
You're from Hawaii, I forget. All right, yeah. That's fair.
It's really cold. You're wearing long
But there's sleeves. There's something specific about that one, though, because it barely just... Like, it's so tight to your head that that's such a specific look.
This is a triple XL size beanie, Chris. You're just making fun of the size of my head.
Yeah. You're like a bobblehead. You look like a parade huge. Float.
It is crazy. I have a bobblehead, but I also have a bobble body, so it just matches up. That's why I look proportional.
Bobble body. Bobble body. Yep. Welcome to the
just
clicks
back into nonsense.
I mean, it doesn't matter. We could not see each other for 30 years. Jonah, what's going on?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
What are you guys doing? What's happening?
What are we doing?
What are you even up to?
What is this? What's happening? What are we doing?
What are you wearing?
You guys watch that X-Files last night?
No.
I didn't see the third one yet, but this, you know, the first X-Files, I was like, oh, I don't know. It's a little choppy in places, but it's still good. Second episode, amazing.
I love that second episode.
Third episode, I'm very excited to see because I know that Reese is in it, and I know Kumail's in it.
It's like a funny episode. It's like a monster of the week one. But yeah,
well, Duchovny was awesome on here, and so I was really excited.
It was great. Yeah. It's good. I'm having fun.
I mean, I would not be surprised if they agree to it, if the actors agree to it, like fucking 13, 22 more. Like, let's do it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd do 22, right? I feel like Fox wouldn't pay for that. But 18? 13 sounds good.
It's weird, though, because it's like, you know, when they kept on pushing it, a six-series event, and it's just the show. It's just the show. It's like, you know, I thought it was going to be maybe like, oh, because of Breaking Bad and all, you know, everything. Sure, they were going to do like a crazy
Real
arc.
Amped up, yep.
But and they established that with the first episode.
And there is sort of that a little bit. There's little traces bit. Of it.
But not
three,
in the third
it's
one.
It's 3 and 3, right? They're doing like three of those arc episodes with three Monster of the Weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing, yeah.
It's a good time.
It is. So, I mean,
that's
really...
exactly how the series was. So
yeah. I mean, if you think about it, the movies were really just long episodes, too. I mean, they've always kind of been that way.
Yeah. I really had
X-Files Fight the Future poster from the movie. It was red on one side, blue on the other. It was a double that was supposed to be in a window of a cinema.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Did you steal that?
No. I bought it somewhere. I bought it at Webhead Comics in Wakefield, Massachusetts. I just remembered where I bought it.
I used to have so many movie posters.
Oh, yeah.
So did I. Like, I used to live next to a video store.
Nice.
And I would just go and ask for, like, posters they weren't using anymore.
Yeah, and there was, like, the bad ones they wouldn't use. I remember, like, the guy that would have, he's like, you can look in the poster box. And it would just be like, Beethoven's Third? Why would I? All right, it'll go on the door. But
why wouldn't
like
you?
two posters that I remember from my childhood. Well,
yeah.
Three. Steve Martin from the fold-out of the album. I think it was Wild and Crazy Guy.
Was it a quad, like a fourfold situation? Like
no, it was just
white
the gatefold.
Album?
It was just the gatefold.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe it didn't come from the album, but there was one that basically it was Best Fishes, Steve Martin.
That's the headshot that came in Wild and Crazy Guy, I think.
Then maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
A Eurythmics poster.
Nice.
And a poster for the band Taco.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know them. What are they
putting
do?
On the Ritz?
Oh, yeah, now yeah, I know yeah. them, yes.
They didn't write it, of course, but they performed it.
I had any – like the Video Joe was the indie video store in the town I grew up in, and when they closed, like I worked for them the closing weekend. I could never work for them officially because they had porn and I was under 18.
Oh, that's interesting.
And so like they're like – the guy's like, hey, we're closing. I'll give you, you know, $8 an hour credit if you help me just pack up the store. And so I used pretty much all that on video
to
VHS
buy all the porn
and posters. And I had fucking like posters for movies that I didn't really even care much about. I had a High School High poster.
having a movie poster felt like it was especially in those days when it was a harder to acquire thing.
When I worked at Blockbuster, I took a quad home of Gladiator.
Oh, what?
And I had that up in my, and it didn't even, my, it was so big. It wasn't even, I think, yeah, it might have been 27 by 40 four times that.
That's like a Subway poster,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was huge. And it was, you know, it was broken up so you could break it up in the window of the Blockbuster, you know, along the split. So I took that home and I put it up in my bedroom for some reason. And then I had to, like, cut out the window of my bedroom because my wall wasn't big enough.
Oh, funny.
Because it's a movie poster. These are official posters that movies use. But that's a big deal.
But most of them, if you get it from a video store, they're specifically for the video.
Right. Like, yes, on VHS, like April 28th. You know?
It's like I had a Mallrats one, and it wasn't that cool comic book looking Mallrats cover.
Was it them all standing?
It was all them standing there, and then the comic book of the Mallrats, you know, comic book drawn one is up in the corner.
Yeah.
And then, like, Clerks was the same way. And it's like, you know, on Laserdisc and VHS coming soon.
Who wouldn't want a House Party 2 or Road to Wellville poster in their bedroom?
I had a Star Trek IV The Voyage Home VHS poster. Yeah.
I had the shitty Ed Wood poster, the one that they used for the original VHS cover where it's like him, Johnny Depp in the chair, and just the pictures of the other celebrities in the movie.
Yeah. Martin Landau.
Yeah, exactly. God, what else did I have?
That's really going to grab the kids.
Yeah. I had Robin Hood Men Tights.
Hey, Martin Landau's in this?
Robin Hood Men Tights. Dracula Dunn loving it.
I sense a pattern.
Yeah.
Are they making a Spaceballs sequel?
Apparently they are. You better believe I am going to campaign so hard to just be an asshole in the background. That's all I want. If Judah Friedlander could get into Star Wars Episode 7... I think I could get into Spaceballs 2. Just even a guy in the background going, yo.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's all I want.
Spaceballs! Just like Spaceballs in the background.
Do you think they'll, like, get Rick Moranis out of retirement?
Well, this is what Mel Brooks said in an interview. I'm very up to date on this.
Of course.
Mel Brooks said it wouldn't be right to do it without... Rick Moranis, but like he says, he won't have someone else do Dark Helmet,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, so
is someone else going to play Barf?
It's either he's going
to
be
Barf would be gone too.
Oh no, this is falling apart.
I don't know about this.
Hey, but Pullman's back.
Hey, them's the space.
I'm a prince. I'm a real prince.
What about Daphne Zuniga? You don't have Joan Rivers, so there's no C-3PO character. And there's no John Candy.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be real tough.
Oh shit! What's the king too? The king of Druidia.
Dick Van Patten.
He's not around.
No.
Kierkegaard. Dick Van Patten.
I mean...
Wayne's World.
Really, this might be a tough... I'll see the shit out of it.
You still got Michael Winslow.
You get Bruce Van Patten.
You still got him.
You still got Michael Winslow.
You still got Winslow.
So if you got the beeps, the creeps...
I wonder if the guy who played like the general, you know, the bald guy, he was in Fletch... He played the attorney for Fletch's ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like that bald guy. He was in Spaceballs too. He played the kind of like the general to Dark Helmet.
That is interesting. Who's left of that cast?
Larroquette? No, that's not Larroquette, isn't it?
No, it's the guy that looks like John Larroquette.
Yeah.
No, it's basically Bill Pullman's left and
Daphne
and Daphne Zuniga.
Yeah, there's got to be. It's got to be more, right?
Well, you got...
like I said, Michael Winslow.
You got Mel.
Mel, that's two characters right there.
Yeah, you could have Yogurt.
Yogurt and Captain Scroob, President Scroob.
God, what else?
There's stunt doubles, I'm sure, all still alive.
Yeah, I'm sure it could be totally... should be totally fine.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Man.
Anyway, I hope it happens.
I do too.
He just reminded me of all these people I like that are dead.
Yeah. You know, it turns out it happens every day.
Dick Van Patten's gone. John Candy's gone.
Well, Dick
Joan
Van Patten,
Rivers.
Your favorite.
I do love Dick Van. I love Eight Is
now,
Enough.
I love Eight Is Enough too, and I adore. I mean, I really liked Dick Van Patten, but I like that you liked him enough that you kind of like you got a little stung by that.
Fuck. Dom DeLuise, Pizza the Hut, he's gone too.
Fuck!
Jeez. It's probably more people alive from...
Wash this!
From Star Wars. There are more people alive from Star Wars in 1977 than there are alive from Spaceballs. What the fuck was going on at that set?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, a lot of radiation where they shot.
I don't know what happened.
Interesting factoid about film.
I've been, because Simpsons World on the FX.
Oh, it's so great.
FX Now app.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Simpsons World.
FX Now!
Do the random play. I'm seeing all these episodes I've never seen, and I'm just having a great.
You know, there are a handful of them that are not in heavy rotation.
Yeah,
that you've completely forgotten about, and you think you've seen every one. You're like, wait, what?
Oh, no, but I haven't. There's been more Simpsons episodes right now that I haven't seen that yeah I've ever seen.
Yeah,
because I tapered off in '99.
Ah,
and that was season 7.
I tapered off season 10. The last one I really remember watching and enjoying was when they go on vacation and Bart falls in love with Christina Ricci.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the last one I really remember watching. The one I remember watching on TV is when Steve Martin was garbage man councilman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Comptroller?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The comptroller?
And he shakes the.
Is the comptroller the head of garbage?
Yes.
I think it's the head of sanitation.
Head of sanitation.
That's it. I think that's the last one I remember.
Joan will just say yes and anything.
Uh-huh.
Is he a comptroller? Sure is. Yeah. Do you have a garbage? Yep.
Yep.
So he doesn't have a garbage.
But
that's right. That's right.
I did watch a couple on that app, like from very recent seasons, like one where Homer gets a magical meat smoker.
I can't remember if it was like Julia Prescott or Allie Gertz that like claim – or no. It's Caitlin Gill says that there's a – like they're like – third episode, like seasons,
Chris, 14,
seasons 14 through like 15 are another classic heyday of the Simpsons.
Oh, interesting.
And she's like, I'll put it with the best of them, but like no one knows it because everyone that talks about the heyday Simpsons doesn't watch it anymore. Say they wouldn't know. And she's like watched every episode.
Interesting. What were you?
I was just looking. The Simpsons. You reminded me of the SNL app, which is fucking fantastic.
Fucking great.
It's spectacular.
Yeah.
So
get on CISO. You can get all episodes of SNL anytime you want.
Do you see an outlet? Wait, hang on.
I don't see an outlet here,
Jonah.
I don't think there's an outlet here big enough for that plug,
Jonah.
I've never heard that. That's great.
I'm sorry.
I just made it up.
It's really good.
Thanks.
Do you mean CISO quit jashing around?
Uh-huh.
We tried it once.
It's totally separate things.
Yeah.
So
CISO has tons of classic stuff. Jash was all original.
Hulu. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff I can watch on Hulu.
I didn't have the SNL.
Can you watch every episode of Monty Python's Flying Circus? Kids in the Hall, Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, Nathan Barley, every Alan Partridge thing ever.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about Python?
Yes, you can.
Not every episode.
Yes, Python's the same thing as The Simpsons, where you think you've seen every episode, and then you see someone, you're like, oh, this one's okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah, yeah.
Like, they're not, I mean, it as brilliant and groundbreaking a show as, like, not every episode knocks it out of the park.
Oh, that's like a lot of shows.
I mean, no one bats a thousand.
It's Mr. Show, too, you know, not every, like, episode is a fucking.
But I got the SNL app because, and listen, I'm only explaining this to give you a little backstory. I'm not suggesting anything, I'm not making any accusations. But
oh, no.
When Will Sasso was on the podcast, we did this whole thing. I had April sit in because she was very, very upset, as we all were, about David Bowie, which she took it particularly hard because mm-hmm. she's a fanatical. And so, you know, she was having a down day. You know, just come sit on the podcast. Will Sasso's going to be here and we'll fuck around. So April came in, told a story about her friend who hooked up with a dude who had an exceptionally small penis, but then went down on her for like an hour. Because he knew he had the pulp penis, so he went down for like an hour. Then we started riffing about what if all the Van Halen songs were about having a small dick. So we did this small dick Van Halen riff and sang songs. A few days later on SNL, they did a music video. And it was about a dude who knew they had to go down on a girl for a long time because he had a small dick.
Wow.
And then they sang, but it was a rap. It was a rap about having a small dick. So
parallel thinking.
Very parallel thinking.
Yeah.
Very coincidental. But, you know, but enough people were like, hey, did you? I was like, I don't know. So got the app, watched it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm the last person that ever goes, hey, I stole it. I absolutely believe in parallel.
But all that, all those things you were talking about that Amy Schumer stole from you, right?
No.
Yeah, that was you, right?
No. No. But I downloaded it. I downloaded the SNL app and then just fell down a rabbit hole of.
Yeah.
There's a sketch that's so obscure that I was convinced I was going to stump the app. And lo and behold, they have it. It is a cartoon called Tippy Turtle. As far as I know, they only did two of them. And it was on. I remember because I still have the VHS copy. It was an episode where Jesse Jackson was hosting.
Oh, wow.
And I remember the cartoon so well. They go to a sketch where Jesse Jackson says he's going to go to the control room. So they're like, quick, he's coming. So they swap out the control room with all African-American people. And then he comes in. He's like, hey. And then they roll this cartoon. And it's this, just tell me if this rings a bell. Wait. Hang on a second. Have you seen this? Wait, here.
First I'm going to bother everybody. Then I'll probably go home and get drunk.
No.
Hi, gang. It's your old pal, Tippy Turtle, and I just thought of a great new way to really bother people. It's so simple, so perfect, It's so annoying. First, you go to a store that sells greeting cards. A greeting card store will do, and you buy one of these newfangled musical cards, see? It plays a little song when you open them up. Remember to pay for the card. Don't shoplift. Next, remove the little mechanism from inside the card. These things have a little battery inside them. They play for about 12 hours. Look how small these things are. You can hide them anywhere.
Where's that music coming from? Answer me!
What a hammerhead. But of course, the best thing is to put them right on the...
No.
Somebody help!
Now that's entertainment. Bye, everybody. See you next time.
That was the episode. It's just a drunk turtle who fucks with people.
Yeah.
From probably 1985 or 6.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
No. Does not ring a bell.
How about now?
We were also
the bell has been rung.
4 years old when that happened, Chris. Oh.
You know about other things from before you were born.
You're right. 8 is Enough was fantastic.
Yeah, you know 8 is Enough. Yeah. Yeah. We're all slowly dying.
We're all slowly becoming the cast of Spaceballs.
Yay. Oh, no. Want to be in Spaceballs? Am I going to die? Is this it?
Yeah. I'd take that.
Oh, my God. In a half a second.
Yeah.
In a half a second.
I mean, I think about it.
What?
Be in Spaceballs and die or don't die?
Yeah.
You'd be in Spaceballs, right?
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
You know what happens to everybody? They die. Yeah, no, you know what doesn't happen to everybody?
Being in Spaceballs.
Exactly.
But if you do it, there's a chance you might die before it comes out and you'll never get to see it.
That's untrue. Every person that
there's
was
no
in Spaceballs, there's no chance I would
chance.
Not die.
Everyone lived long enough to see it,
yeah.
And then they died a time later.
Yeah, exactly. Probably choke on popcorn from laughing so hard at
right?
Spaceballs 2, the search for more money.
That was all finished before the movie started. You know, you get it early, trailers play, popcorn's gone.
Wow, how fast do you eat popcorn?
Pretty fast.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Then that, we got to get our...
Popcorn is all gone before the movie starts.
We got to get our History of the World Part 2.
That's right.
Which
never
happened. I need to see Jews in space. I need to see a Viking funeral.
Yeah. What's the... there's someone on ice, too, right?
Hitler on ice.
Mm-hmm. Jews in space. Yeah, yeah.
I love Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
Not enough to die for him. But I love him.
I'm dying for him. I'm dying for me.
Oh, all right. Well,
on my terms. My terms are Spaceball 2. Search for more money.
This is my choice.
You sold me on it, Jonah.
It's my choice.
Stupid
you do
dude.
You.
I do.
I mean, there could not be a better time to release Space. It's so genius.
Yeah. It would look. I would hope that they do it practical effects.
Oh,
just to keep it real honest.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'd love it. The fact, I like the idea that Bill Pullman would do it too, because it means the two sci-fi movies he did would have sequels: Independence Day and Spaceballs.
He's in it, right? He's in Independence Day.
Yeah, Independence Day 2 looks fucking great.
I think you should play Barf.
So
you can ruin that like Mystery Science Theater.
Hey,
don't laugh
hey,
so hard
hey,
at that.
Hey.
Kyle.
He hasn't ruined it yet. Give me time
to do it. I'll Piscopo it up, I swear to God.
I just
I'm starting to work out a lot.
You get super ripped.
Yeah.
Jonah's in the cover of Muscle and Fitness.
Yeah, just but with like I'm wearing the Gizmonic jumpsuit, but it's like exposed. Yeah, and I just have like open. Just ripples.
Yeah.
Muscles ripply.
You just like look like some deviant art.
Yeah.
Kind of a weird.
Yeah. But yeah. I am going to be the buffest. No, you can't be. I don't know. Mike Nussel's pretty buff. Mike Nussel's pretty buff.
Mike was. I don't know if he was cut, you know?
Couldn't tell.
In good shape.
Couldn't tell.
He's in good shape.
I do got to drop some pounds for that. It's hard to look trim in a jumpsuit.
Yep.
You're doing so many neat things. You're Snake Plissken in the I Thought You Were Dead's playing at Riot LA. It was pretty fucking awesome.
That was fun. That was a good time. We had a nice little.
I thought you were just saying that Jonah was Snake Plissken. I was like, hang on, are they doing another escape movie?
Yes.
And you are
Escape from
Silver Escape from Flint.
All right, so I think
I tried
work.
To go topical. You went with a 90s hipster joke.
I went with because you're wearing a longshoreman hat, and I just figured like if they were going to do a hipster version of it,
sure.
Escape from Silver Lake,
yes.
Which would really just be getting to like Echo Park.
The city of Los Angeles chained
east.
Off to contain. What happens is gentrification becomes self-aware, and they have to wall off the east part of Hollywood to stop it from spreading.
Have you?
So Jen will be in that, and then also Uncle or Buck.
Have you seen
Auntie Buck? It's a new updated. It's
Auntie Buck.
It's talking a lot about transgender issues.
Yeah.
So Auntie Buck is going to be my new movie, and Baby's Day Out 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a guy walking around the city.
Yeah, because now he's grown up.
Yeah, now he's just
Honey, the kids are exactly the same size.
It
no, it's Honey, I Overfed the Kids. It's about a dad that's juggling with
I just like
it's
the
also
idea.
It's actually a sequel to Mrs. Dad.
Yeah. And then the brunch club where all those kids get together and like, oh, we were weird in high school, but everything seems fine now.
I just like the idea that any movie could be a sequel to Baby's Day Out and we don't know it.
Actually,
it could have been him. Do something else.
It could have been him.
The Walk was a...
Every Duplass Brothers movie is a sequel to Baby's Day Out.
Baby's Day Out.
That'd be amazing. That would be kind of amazing. So those are all the upcoming projects.
Those are all
that's
the
all the cool
projects,
stuff that Jonah's up to right now.
Yeah. We're very excited here at Jonaco.
I don't hate that name. That's great.
It's
Conan's just, name is
Jonaco.
Yeah. No, I like yours too.
No, I'm not gonna.
I like them both.
I don't
like. There's room for two.
Myra Dine.
I wanted to do Myra Max.
Miramax is great.
But you can't read it because everyone thinks it's Miramax.
Or Miralax, which is a...
It's a great... Listen, if you're feeling blocked up,
yeah,
my family recipe is going to clear those pipes.
Miralax.
Just stirring a pot. Yeah.
Well, I'm wearing a mask because it's just powder. I send out powder.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't want to inhale it too much. You'll be shitting for days. But
wow.
Having worked in a funeral home, I know how to pump everything out of a body. Just you.
If it's in, I'll get it out.
You'll get it out of there. You will get it out.
Myralax. There's a store. I saw a store in Manhattan a couple weeks ago that was just, it was called Myra, and it was jewelry for women that was also a fitness tracker, and I was like, they did not do their research on that name. It's not something I would be associated.
But there is a Myra Market in San Francisco. There's Myra Market.
Yes, right across from the Kabuki.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great little market.
You almost didn't make it out of New York, it seemed like.
I left.
You almost didn't escape
from
New
York.
York.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
It's Saturday night.
It's Saturday Night Live, starring Joe Piscopo,
Denitra Vance,
Charles Rocket,
Alan Cleghorn,
Tim Meadows,
Charles Rocket.
Oh shit!
Robert Downey Jr.,
Joan Cusack,
Randy Quaid.
Probably all in the app.
Star Whackers.
I can't help but say that every time Randy Quaid comes up, which is surprisingly often in my life. If I don't shave for a little bit, people bring up Randy Quaid.
They do.
He remembers the song. I think I played it on the podcast. It was the song he made, Hollywood Star Whackers.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good.
You mean from his.
From his single
break period,
yes, from the time of Randy Quaid.
I mean, it's still that he's still in that break period.
Yeah,
I don't think he's ever getting out of Canada.
Possibly not.
Yeah. Although, why would you want to leave? Canada's great.
Pretty great. Peg. You see that Electric Boogaloo documentary?
No. What? There's one about...
Not about the movie. Oh, okay. Well, the movie's included, but it's Electric Boogaloo. It's about Canon Films.
Oh,
it's so fucking good. It's on Netflix right now. It's all about all the Canon films.
That's cool.
Remember Canon?
Of course I remember Canon.
It's like, it's the crazy story. And the
wasn't Diane Canon, was that she associated with it?
No, it was two Israeli guys that like made like a bunch of kind of schlocky movies.
Yancy and Tova. And,
so what? I just made a connection that was a not at all.
You're thinking of the Lakers.
What could have been? She's not, but like, no, it wouldn't be because it was like they had their own company. Golem Globus. And then like.
So it was owned by two Canons.
Golem Globus? That's amazingly close to Golden Globes. That's great.
Yeah. And they never won once. But it's great. It's like, it's just the story. And the documentary itself also, like, just like a Canon film. Like, you don't think they thought about it too much because it just goes, it starts right away. But it's great because it's just great stories from all the interviews and just clips of all the most ridiculous moments from all their movies.
I'll definitely check that out.
Also, it's like they show like, you know, they have all the stuff, like there's just tons of boobs in all their movies. And I totally forgot. Like I was like seeing some of these boobs. I was like it was this, like this weird memory flash. Back. I was like, I remember these boobs.
It all came back, right?
Yeah.
There's something about 80s boobs where they all looked like they were about to pop. Like they were just, I don't know what it is.
It depends on,
80s boobs were just like really.
80s boobs, 80s hips, like, because they all wore the high cut bikini
mom jeans,
line.
Basically. Yeah, like way up on the
hips.
Yeah,
yeah, that was, I enjoy those.
A lot of mom
That's bred in me.
Yeah, it's weird. It's all very specific to that time.
What other Canon films?
Well, I mean, like, most of the Death Wishes. Mm-hmm, right. Superman 4.
The Quest for Peace?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, you got your Mass USA. Invasion USA, American Ninja, Masters of the Universe.
Sorry, guys. Sports.
That sounded like a sports update.
It sure was. Yes.
What's the sports update?
Goal scored by Leo Kamarov.
I don't know
anything. Yeah. Yeah, Cobra was in there.
Over the top. I knew what you were talking about Jonah was just doing the space work of turning his hat around.
That's so
I knew exactly
weird.
What you were talking about.
It's like a switch.
Over the top, Dad.
Yeah. It got Last American Virgin.
Most depressing ending of a movie ever.
Yeah. God, what else is there? It's a. Yeah, there's so many. It's just such a fun movie to watch. And just how they talk about there was a time where any script that came in, they had to either give it to Chuck Norris or Charles Bronson. So they had the piles of two Chucks. And I'm just like, so the person who would do coverage, and they would just be like, who's it for? And like, Norris.
Oh, that's I look forward to watching that. It sounds great.
It's a lot of fun. I fucking love it. And it just makes me, I want to watch The Apple. That's the guy, because one of the guys is like kind of like a Roger Corman guy where he's, you know, he's a really good businessman, but he also fancies himself a director.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, an artiste. And so his like first big, like they get a distribution deal with MGM and he's like, I'm going to make my Tommy. And so he makes this like crazy rock opera called The Apple. And it looks just
I've never heard of it. How did that escape my radar?
I don't know. It's because there's so many. They made so many movies.
And then ultimately what put them out of business?
Making too many movies that weren't good.
So exactly what you'd think from a studio.
Yeah.
They made too many bad movies.
It's like they never gave themselves a chance to stop and think about like, you know, what worked and what didn't, because they were always already on by the time something already would become a hit. They're already on the next two movies, and then they were starting to write like a sequel to it. Like they did Breakin', and Breakin' became like a huge sensation, and then like it became a hit. And they're like Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo, and they didn't even wait to really write a script. They just kind of just started making it.
There's no stopping now.
Yeah, but it's so much like it's like that scene. It's like so many of the stories are like that scene in Ed Wood. Or like he goes in to meet with the guy for I Changed My Sex,
uh-huh.
And like he's like Like he's like, is there a script? And the guy goes, fuck no, but there's a poster.
Yeah.
Opens
yeah.
in 3 weeks in Tulsa.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what they would do. They would make posters for movies, like they have a flashy title, and then, you know, paintings that kind of looked like celebrities. And then they would go to like Cannes or other like film festivals or distribution
or
meetings.
Like the American Film Market.
Yeah. And then they would just be like, do you want to buy this movie? And so people would buy a movie that they thought was already made, but only had a poster. And then they would take that money and make the movie.
Kind of genius.
It's like a reverse Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's nuts.
Huh.
Kind of genius.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I saw a movie. Oh, I think I maybe texted you this. We saw a great New Zealand horror comedy called Deathgasm, which
still
was
gotta watch that.
Pretty great. Did you see it?
Not yet. It's on the list.
It's really great. It's basically just like a bunch of fuck up high school Hesher dudes who form a death metal band, and they actually summon the end of times. Through their death metal, but yeah, it's just really funny. Like it's got a lot of fun Shaun of the Dead moments. It's a little goofier than Shaun, but it's really great.
Yeah, I mean, horror comedy is real tough.
It is tough, but I feel like they did it.
That's great.
They did it. So Deathgasm, fun movie to watch.
Nice.
If you're just hanging out,
popping out. It's popping out.
Hey, I shot the comedy special this weekend.
Yes, that's right. I asked you how it went, and then Matt said to save it for the podcast.
And
so
here we are, so we can both hear about it for the first time.
It was fun, but just a blur. It was just a blur.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't remember it?
I do remember it, but I don't know. It's just like when you spend 3 years kind of building up to something, and then all of a sudden the moment happens. It's like, wait, what happened? You know,
yeah.
Like, and I had been performing so much in January to get ready for it, and then because of the snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
I had to cancel Atlantic City and Baltimore. Those are my last two shows before the special. So I called up Jamie Flam at the Improv, and I was like, do you have any sets on the last Saturday night? He was like, yeah, there's two shows in the main room, and there's a show in the lab, which is this other side room.
Which I heard is great now.
It was great. The whole night of the Improv was – I hadn't been there. Like, I was there like a year ago, and it was so-so, and I'm like, I don't know if
yeah.
– But the first show was Ron Funches and Friends. The second show was a guy named Michael Costa. I saw so many great comics that I really loved, like Marcelo Arguello and Tiffany Haddish and like all these really great people. I did three shows of the Improv, which is crazy in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And they were all great. And someone said, yeah, well, you know, the Comedy Store really stepped it up. And then the Improv really stepped it up. And it's like, club comedy in L.A. is like back.
Are you listening, Laugh Factory?
Yeah, Laugh Factory is like the only one that hasn't
I haven't been
really...
back there in a long time.
Because
last time I went there was like 5 years ago. I was supposed to go up. Dom Herrera was doing a show.
Oh.
He was like, hey, you should come do my show. It's Tuesday. And I go, okay. So I show up and Dom's not there. And they're like, I go, oh, Dom's at Ike. And they're like, what? All right, you can go up at 11. So right before I'm supposed to go up, special drop in Dane Cook.
Yep.
Does a couple hours, literally. So now it's like 1 a.m. and most of the people are gone. I'm like, jeez. I don't feel like coming back here anymore. Like it was just one of those just didn't really feel.
It is neat though.
Productive.
Like I think the stigma of clubs has gone away. Just, you know, because like they were kind of abandoned and then no one was going to them. So they had nothing left but to like start embracing younger shows or younger sensibilities, like start doing, like, you know, like Improv will do like more live podcasts than any other club I've noticed.
It's really great. I'm definitely gonna, because you know the thing that I've learned is my first special was mainly built out of 10 minute but shorter sets,
mm-hmm.
and sets in front of strangers, so I felt like it's very difficult for me to even watch the first one because I feel like, oh, I don't like any of those jokes. It doesn't feel very personal.
Yeah.
So for the second one, I thought, you know, Birbiglia had come on the podcast and we were talking and he said, you know, I go to this place where I feel uncomfortable and that's where I write from. And I go, I'm going to try that. And so that's this entire special.
That's great.
And so it's a bunch of stories that I, you know, would never have told out loud that are embarrassing, that are uncomfortable because I called it funcomfortable. But it's so personal that I sort of feel like I did the opposite, which is I had more trouble performing in front of strange rooms because so much of my stuff was, you know, now people come to see me on purpose.
Yeah.
So they come in already knowing who I am, so I don't have to – I mean, the jokes have to work, but I don't have to convince them of anything.
Yeah, you don't have to be like, here, get to know me through these jokes, and then once we're there, we'll pop into this stuff that's more nuanced.
Yeah. So this next special, which I've already started planning
–
I'm going to get out and, you know, now that I have more time during the week,
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to, because we're not doing a million podcasts a week, I'm going to go work it out more. But the special was really great. The production was great. I barely even noticed that the cameras were there.
Oh, that's great.
Palace of Fine Arts was great. The shows were really fun. And
nice.
Now I just cross my fingers it all cuts together in a way that looks okay.
Sure will. It's going to be at Comedy Central?
April 30th. Comedy Central, April 30th.
Oh, that seems like a quick turnaround.
Very quick turnaround.
Yeah, that's really
3 months. Yeah.
Nice.
All the artwork done and everything? Or?
No.
You
but
burn this material for between now and April 30th? Just run it into the ground?
Yeah. Well, I already... Any kind of new thing that I started writing in the last 2 months, I just started putting in a new folder because I just thought, I don't have time to develop new chunks.
Yeah.
So I just started putting stuff in a new folder. So now I'm going to start doing more beta tests and I'm going to start, you know... doing all that, and I'm trying to convince Comedy Central to let me release the special as a Nerdist podcast for like a week. So if you're low on funds or whatever, or you can't see it or whatever, you know, you'd have like a window of time where I would just put it up as a podcast, and you could just download it for free.
That's a really cool idea.
You know, and if you like it, oh, hey, well, I'll go support, and I'll go buy the video of it or whatever. Yeah. Or you don't have to. It doesn't matter. But I just... Just to give it out to
people.
Are
they down for that?
Maybe you just like get them to like subscribe to a Hearst
publication. They might be.
That's really cool.
They might be.
It's a very like neat progressive idea.
Well, it's just something that I wanted to do. You know, it's just something that I wanted to be able to do. So I think it's
way to pay back all the people that helped along the way.
That character, I don't know, what is that
Which
voice?
Guy?
That one.
Me? I don't know.
It's the guy who doesn't know why he's doing what he's doing.
Really? I wish I could tell you.
Why are you?
But I think what you do know is, I think you should just be the guy that says you don't know, but then you just say something completely unrelated that you do know.
I don't know anything about that, but I do know this. Chicks get wet for pop chips.
That's the character, Jonah. There you go.
I don't know about that.
Introducing
Matt.
Pop chips, new salt and vinegar flavor. Like it just seems like such a weird viral campaign.
Yeah. Carl's Jr. marketing guy took
you
over the campaign.
Being the advertising person, like, so you know, Dos Equis says the most interesting man in the world. Here's the guy that only knows one thing. I don't know much about. I don't know anything about flying a plane. Yeah. Super wet for pop chips. Someone's gonna do it. Some comedy's gonna do it one of these days. They're just gonna have the fucking balls to say, "Fuck it," you know. Yeah. Like it'll, people will pass that around. If you want brand awareness, then why not? Chicks get super wet to pop chips. Yeah. Like why not?
Yeah, I can think of a myriad of reasons. Yeah.
I was talking to a guy who said this thing had more horsepower than any other vehicle on the road. Now I don't know about that, but I do know it gave me a boner that dented the hood. Dodge.
I wish this was a thing. I really wish this was a thing. Someone's gonna do that. It'd be like the movie Crazy People with Dudley Moore.
Oh yes, yes.
Where they basically they go to the asylum and then like all the people who are there like start making the campaigns.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And it's actually a really funny movie. They're like. It's like this truth in advertising thing takes over, and all the commercials are like, you know, Jaguar for guys who like getting hand jobs from girls they barely know, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. That's funny.
Wait, what do you drive?
Appropriate questions.
Yeah, that's weird that you chose that and that.
Well, that's an example from the movie.
Oh, interesting.
And you still bought the car.
It is. Well, it's not a real campaign. It's a fake movie campaign.
But the car is real.
Yeah.
And the situation?
Doesn't work.
But what about that executive for Jaguar that killed himself?
I don't know.
You know, in the car?
No.
When he hit on what's-her-face? Christina Hendricks?
These need more facts. I don't know any of these.
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
What is this?
It's from Mad Men. Remember the Jaguar executive that killed himself?
I thought you were talking
Jaguar.
About in real life. I completely forgot about the Mad Men storyline.
No. Yeah, of course. You in America. They're off TV and you forget about them.
I almost emailed you yesterday because I bought a... I bought a Poe Dameron /Finn replica jacket.
Is it quality?
Regular and distressed versions.
I saw that. I saw that on.
That's
wasn't it meant?
It was so earnest. I couldn't even fault you for that.
Yeah,
that wasn't even.
Because I was on board for one.
Well, you know, it depends on what mood he's in.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
has he been through the Jakku incident or not?
It's a website. I can't remember the exact URL, but it's like a film jackets website, and they have a whole Bond.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know that one.
DisposableIncome.com. No, I don't. What are you talking about? I don't.
What are you gonna? Did you see? Like, was it that much of a difference? You should have got one for Lydia and one for you.
Well, so we can wear them out together.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'd be cute. And it seems like it's something Chris would want.
Yeah, no. But it's not something Lydia would want.
Here's why I bought both of them.
Lydia wears clothes professionally.
Yeah, that's true.
She can't be running around a thin, distressed jacket.
Man.
It was very tough to tell from the website exactly what they look like.
I'll be very interested.
So I bought them both, and there's a 30-day return policy, and I'll keep the one that looks
great. Yeah, you can't be wasting $133.
It was $179
plus tax. Which one do you think you're going to keep distressed?
Maybe, but the you know, the undistressed one looked pretty good too.
Chris, it's like
buying. You know what's going to be embarrassing? Everyone at Comic-Con is.
That's like buying a relict guitar.
A what?
A relict guitar. Like one that looks like it's been put through hell. When half the fun of getting a guitar is to do that yourself.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go on space missions to distress it.
Well,
yeah.
Think about it, though. How distressful is a space mission? My guess is not very.
Sometimes I just like things that look a little distressed,
sure.
as opposed to just like brand new
I totally
and crisp.
Get that.
But something that looks engineered distressed also isn't that great either. So this is why I wanted to see it in person.
It's a great bit on the Comedy Death Ray compilation CD where Hardwick talks about distressed jeans.
Oh my God, I forgot about that bit.
Remember that?
And if you want to hear how ironic this is, give a listen to that.
Completely forgot about that.
Yeah,
and the fact that it was even called comedy.
I'm a clumsy scientist.
Oh, that's right. Because they were acid wash jeans. You totally remember that bit.
Oh, that's right.
I love that bit. Of course, I remember
that's
it.
Great.
That's a great compilation.
I love that you remember that. Yeah, that's. I mean, like, what's so funny is referring to it as the Comedy Death Ray CD.
Well,
yeah.
That's what it was.
Hasn't been Death Ray.
That's
in
what
so
it was.
Long.
Yeah. Also has the. I think we talked about it when he was on, but the Andy Daly.
God!
No material.
Seasoned road comic.
This guy, and then
I didn't sign up for this.
And then halfway through, he stops.
Have you seen this?
Going on?
Have you seen this?
Have you seen this?
Yeah, am I right?
Yeah, just genius.
Andy Daly's so fucking funny.
He really is. How's everything going? How's Dory? What are you guys doing? What's happening?
Dory's in New York till the 12th.
Uh huh.
So she's been out of. She's been.
That's why you're smoking meats.
I had nothing to do. It was like, oh, might as well kill a Saturday and smoke a brisket.
Good.
It was fucking great. I used Franklin's recipe.
On your Instagram. I saw this on your Instagram.
Aaron Franklin from Franklin Barbecue had a cookbook. Dory got me the cookbook for Christmas. And I went to Costco, bought a brisket, trimmed
it
up.
Austin's Franklin Barbecue?
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
And I nailed it, guys.
Nice.
It only took about 7 hours.
Is that a reasonable amount of time to smoke a meat?
Well, it depends on how much per pound, you know. How much you tend to do like an hour a pound, and depending on how hot it was. But it really worked out.
I'm actually surprised that, being the amateur carpenter that you are, that you didn't build a fucking smokehouse in your backyard to just smoke out meats.
Well, it's interesting. You know, we rent, so I feel like I already gave them a shed. So I don't need to give them a smokehouse as well.
We're gonna leave the smokehouse.
No, I got the big green egg. Dory also got me for my birthday last year. She got me the big green egg, which is the ceramic cooker that's amazing. And there's like conventions for it and everything. People are like really obsessed with this egg. And it was fantastic. So she is in New York right now. She's on book leave from BuzzFeed, so she's finishing her novel.
She gave birth to a book.
She's going to very soon. She sold her novel. Now she's writing. She's finishing it up, and she'll be back.
She showed him the cover of the book, and she sold it.
Sold it to Southeast Asia and Europe.
She retained international rights. She sold it in America.
She said Dolph Lundgren.
Brown paper.
Dolph's going to be in
I was very excited. Her publisher also publishes the Michael Connelly Bosch novels. So I was very excited.
I know what a Bosch fan you are.
I was very excited. Her editor gave me the new The Crossing, which is the Bosch Lincoln Lawyer team up. They're half brothers.
What?
Very exciting.
They are?
Yes.
Oh. In their universe, Bosch. In the universe,
yeah. Lincoln Lawyer and Bosch are half brothers.
Now, I'm not even
now,
that.
Now.
Now. I don't know much about relations. But I do know.
Pop chips get chicks wet. So sorry, Katie.
Katie is so over all of it.
Yeah.
She doesn't even care. She just doesn't even care.
But yeah, no, shared universe. Bosch and Lincoln Lawyer.
Please let us know if you're eating pop chips if you get super wet. Male or female. Doesn't even matter.
They do the opposite of what they do to your mouth. Just dry it the fuck out. That's where
all the moisture
just right to your pussy.
Runs right to your lower extremities. It just floods.
Makes your dick leak.
I hope that's not true.
That's pre-cum, right?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Great.
Pre-cum's red, right?
Oh, God.
No? What? You guys know? Oh, just me. Oh, okay, so I'm the asshole.
Oh, indignant STD guy.
Oh, I get it. I'm the asshole. Didn't realize the Leaky Dick fan club was here in the audience tonight.
You ever think that maybe your pre-cum's broken?
It's another term would be Bernie, bro.
Yes.
Yes. Bernie went to peace.
Works, but I got it.
All right.
Weekend at Bernie's, yeah. Two.
Three.
Working at Bernie's, three. You're going to be in that, too?
Weekend at Bernie's, three. It's just me making a tiny house out of human bones.
Yeah, it's you and a skeleton.
but when music starts, lights come on inside the house of bones I made.
That's right.
Yeah, it's real.
And you can play the bones like a xylophone.
Yes.
And Andrew McCarthy is there, but he doesn't really do that much.
No, he's just there.
He just kind of hangs out.
Set dressing, really.
Really. Has he done anything in a while?
Nope, turns out.
He just quit?
He's had like three season arcs. And
no, he's a very successful podcaster. He changed his name to Mark Maron.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is really blowing the lid off everything Andrew McCarthy is actually Maron.
Yep. Yeah. It's a blast. He's doing some great jobs. He's actually the president on his podcast.
He changed that sort of like boy next door image for like a salty acerbic sort of brilliant incisive comedy type.
Talk about career opportunities.
That's Andrew.
He wasn't in that. That was Frank Whaley.
That wasn't Andrew McCarthy?
It was Frank Whaley.
Frank Whaley.
Well, shit.
I just like the reference, though.
I love Frank Whaley, too. Frank Whaley was fucking great.
Yeah.
Frank Whaley was good.
Swimming with Sharks, great movie.
Yes. That's right. That was him.
Let's back up a little bit. Swimming with Sharks is not a great movie.
It is.
It's very much of that time of the, 97, 98? What year
like
did that
the
come
indie
out? Yeah, like the indie, like...
Stage play
well, here's style. Here's the behind the scenes of what's happening. What Equal contains is not my fucking concern. It's like, it's a lot of like, if you really watch it again, I guarantee you it's not as good as you remember.
So long, dreams. Here comes a Matt Myra storm.
You know that thing you liked?
You're right. I actually have not watched it in quite a long time.
I had a Swimming with Sharks poster, so.
Yeah. You had the poster?
I'm not lying. I had one, so I can attest to this.
What are the odds of that?
Well, I was like, I was the biggest Kevin Spacey fan on the planet. Like, I tracked down every, even Albino Alligator, every Kevin Spacey movie I tracked down, got it all on DVD. Like, I was obsessed with Kevin Spacey. So, Swimming with Sharks, I saw a lot.
Maybe someday we'll get him on this very podcast.
That'd be fantastic.
There's a movie that's kind of like that. Was it In the Company of Men? Remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah, that was around the same time. For some reason, I always linked
those two. It's not in the Spacey catalog. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You know movies that don't have Spacey in it?
No, no, not anymore.
You've forgotten all of them?
Yeah, everything.
You went to Lacuna and got rid of all non-Spacey movies?
What about the Bond movies? He's not in a Bond movie.
What's a Bond movie?
The worst part is now he doesn't even know about space movies. It's like,
he doesn't know about space.
Yeah, they're like, we can't do only space.
Who is left that we've not had on the podcast that you still would want on the podcast besides Dave Matthews and Kevin Spacey?
Dave, Kevin Spacey.
Dave.
Simmons.
Oh, Matthews. Sorry.
Bill Simmons.
Bill would be great.
Jonah Carey has been an amazing addition to the Nerds Podcast Network. If you haven't listened,
sports.
I like that dude.
Jonah was the right guy.
And Carey was the right guy.
It's not that I was opposed to doing sports with Nerdist. I just wanted to find the right guy who could kind of strap.
Yeah, if
both.
You're listening to this and you didn't even know that we had a Nerdist Sports, guess what? Jonah Carey has a fucking Nerdist Sports
podcast. And he's going to be doing stuff for us and maybe writing from time to time and bringing the...
Can't afford his writing.
Yeah. Just because I don't understand it doesn't mean that other people don't understand it. So
that's the beauty of that. That's why Night Vale exists. I don't understand it, but everyone seems to love it.
So, Dave Matthews, I had a couple of conversations with his manager, who's a very nice guy.
Corn Cap Show.
And this guy.
Red Light Management?
Yes. And
very familiar.
They
own the publishing rights.
And they're not opposed to it. It's just, I think it's just a schedule.
Well, guess what? They just announced the 2016 tour. They're taking 2017 off. So if we're going to get.
Are you okay with
we're
that?
We're going to get them.
I remember the last time they took a year off. It was pretty hard.
That was tough.
That was like 5 years ago.
It was 2011.
11,
I think. Yeah.
I remember because it was the first year of the podcast.
Yeah, they took
you came
year
in
off.
Really upset once.
Yeah, I was bummed out about that. I requested tickets for the Irvine shows through the Warehouse Fan Club. I've been a member since December 7th, 1998.
So, Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, Spacey. Spacey, Dave Matthews, Simmons. Who else would I love on this podcast that hasn't been on?
Any other Bonds?
Mark Hamill.
Hamill. I did a Q&A with Hamill, and that was a podcast.
Great. I did not get to sit in on that.
Yeah, that was 2012. Hamill's great, by the way.
I mean, and I guess if I want to collect them all, we need to get Gates McFadden on this podcast.
Gates McFadden, who turned out to be my neighbor?
Yep. Yep.
I don't see any reason why that we can't. Get that going. What about any of the other Bonds? Like, would you want Timothy Dalton?
I'd love a Pierce Brosnan conversation. Like nobody's business.
Well, apparently,
he's making a podcast.
Well, no. Apparently, Pierce was very good friends with Lydia's parents, and they used to spend a lot of
not at all surprising.
They used to spend like vacations together. And
I'm
stuff.
Sure they learned how to fucking paddleboard together. That's what he does, right? He's a big paddleboarder.
Oh, I don't know.
Jonah, you know all about Pierce Brosnan's life, right?
I know nothing about Pierce Brosnan, but what I do know is that Pop Chips.
Mm-hmm. What do?
They get girls wet.
What?
Pop Chips. They get girls wet.
Oh,
radio
God.
You guys didn't get to see, you guys listening at home didn't get to see the orchestration that went on with Matt and Chris.
Do the bet. Do it.
Do the thing.
What do Pop Chips do to ladies? They get super what?
Oh, hey. Happy 6-year anniversary of this podcast.
Is that today?
I believe so.
No fucking
February
way.
2nd.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We're recording this February 2nd.
Oh no. No, that can't be it. It's not.
It is.
Isn't
it's
it?
Not.
Yes.
It's not February 2nd.
It was
not.
February
it's
2nd.
Not your anniversary, right? That was the day before.
Then that means I still fucking forgot it.
Oh,
if that's the case.
No, did you already forget your anniversary?
I did not.
Did you already forget your anniversary?
Katie, check the date.
First date anniversary. It's
you
not.
You recorded it on Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Of 2011?
Yeah.
2010.
2010.
What was the Super Bowl 2010? We'll find this out.
February
7th. Okay, guys. One 5 days. 5 days.
That was intense.
Very close. Hey, you know what?
How did you not know right away that that wasn't the anniversary of your wedding?
Well, he's busy. Because it's now they're married. They have a wedding anniversary. They have a first date anniversary. They have a...
Yeah, it's a... It's not that I don't know it offhand. It's just that, you know, we did. We always say Super Bowl Sunday.
It does sound like you didn't know it offhand.
No. They always say Super Bowl Sunday. So Super Bowl
you were talking about your wedding anniversary.
No. I know the wedding anniversary.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday because
it's
amorphous and it moves back and forth all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't really have a.
So that was the issue. Is that it's like, you know, because it's our first date was the night before.
Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So February 6th. Gotcha.
You guys got a fun Friday planned, huh? No, wait. That would be Saturday, February 6th.
So February 7th was the Sunday in 2010.
Oh, now it's a Sunday.
Yeah.
Coming up.
That's right.
Yeah.
So this Sunday will be 6 years.
Wow. And here we are.
And you know what? I'm going to bring this up. Some guy on Instagram did this long post on a picture of mine. It had nothing to do with
Instagram.
The picture.
Instagram.
And it was saying how sad it is that the three of us aren't as good of friends as we used to be. And it made me very upset because of how wrong that kid is. And he says, like, because he listened to the last podcast, he's like, and like, and we were all exhausted when we did that last.
That was probably the last thing any of us did. No, it wasn't the last thing any of us did that year, because you still had to go away and do a bunch of Hidden America stuff.
Still, yeah, and so we were all like, just like, we found the time and we did it. And
oh, yeah, we covered a Sunday. We both, like, I had just gotten back from New York.
Yeah, I was on my way to Talking Dead. Yeah, it was the last Talking Dead of the year.
And so, you know, this kid said, it's like, you know, that we're not good friends anymore, and I wanted to, like, I wanted to respond to him, but I didn't. But I did, because, you know, I didn't want to give him the satisfaction. But it was like a very heartfelt.
Now you're actually giving him more satisfaction.
Probably, but no one knows who he is.
Okay.
But what I wanted to say is that, like, it's like, you know, we've been doing this for now 6 years. And, like, you know, when we're, like, it's like, you know, the surface level pleasantries, like, they go out the window when you have friends for this long.
Mm.
And so, like, you know, we make digs at each other, but then we move on and we're all just friends. And like, I was like very upset for anyone that questions our friendship. I get really upset by.
Yeah, I mean,
if we're still friends after all this.
Yeah,
well, then it's not going anywhere.
I think it's also just kind of like, well, you don't. I think it's that feeling of like, oh, well, you don't really know what we do when we're not podcasting, and you know, we all do. You know, everyone's run off to their sort of corner of whatever they're doing. We do text each other. We do still communicate.
Yeah.
We still hang out when we can hang out. We still see each other. Actually, I feel like we see each other more socially than we did in the beginning of the podcast, to be honest.
Yeah.
Which I think we were just podcasting, because you guys didn't really know each other when we started.
No. Not really, yeah.
No.
And so I feel like we're a million times closer now.
I actually didn't meet or talk to Matt Myra until about a year into this podcast.
Yeah.
I
thought it was important to keep you separate.
Go back and listen to it. Like,
we actually never – there's never actually any engagement between us.
It's like the dude and Donnie and Big Lebowski. Yeah. There's never any –
That's what it was.
Jonah didn't like to make eye contact with people. Didn't want you to be uncomfortable.
No, I legitimately didn't know anyone else was there.
Yeah.
It was – it's, you know – my breath was taken away when I just turned to my left one day.
You're like, what are you
what
doing?
What is that?
There's a go-go-go.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's Matt Myra. It's Matt Myra. Yeah, that is pretty crazy. That But that guy's wrong.
Yeah.
We're still good friends. We still find the time to get together when we can. We will continue
to do so.
We also
find the time.
Yeah,
we find the time.
We find the time.
Fonding,
we find the time.
I'm
we
find right it. Now. I'm we fonding fonding right now.
Yeah. Sometimes I find the flams of Descartes.
Serge from Beverly Hills Cop.
Enjoy your burrito.
Serge.
You have so much trouble with this accent.
Oh, you have to be somewhere Serge. In 10 minutes.
I have to, well, I, yeah.
Okay, get out of here. Matt Myra, 6 years six of the years. Podcast. I love you guys.
Love you too.
Thank you for being here. Thank you to Pop Chips for sponsoring Wet Pussies.
Oh, you know, I don't know about that. Oh, wait. No, I do know about that.
See you, Matthew.
Bye, man. Love you, man.
Are we at an hour?
Yeah, we're at an hour.
Oh, that's great.
All right, let's start it now. Let's cut everything else out from there.
Can we talk about how we're just not good friends anymore?
I don't like the way you're pointing your finger at me.
I'm pointing all five at him.
That makes it five times. It's Chris.
What?
It's been Chris the entire time.
Jesus Christ, what is happening? Who are these new people on the Nerdist?
I don't know. You're a longshoreman. Matt just left. He doesn't care.
Who's Matt?
Matt Myra.
Chris, Matt hasn't been on the podcast in years.
Oh my God.
You're totem.
Welcome to the Shutter Island podcast.
Still good friends.
Still good. You're making it sound fake now. Still good old palios.
Don't you worry about us.
Don't you worry about us.
Still good friends.
No, you hang up first.
No, no, I love you more.
Did you watch Mr. Robot?
Yeah, it's fucking phenomenal. I watched it when it was still on.
Yeah,
I watched it when it was airing.
I got two more episodes left.
It's fucking new Breaking Bad.
So many spots where you're just like, what, like, when he, like,
when that girl gets choked,
yeah,
like you're just like, what the fuck is this fucking show?
I know, I know.
Yeah,
and I have a theory about where it's going next season.
Oh, I'll text you when I'm done with it. But boy, oh boy, I love it.
Good friends having good conversation.
Did you see that television program?
It's my favorite one.
Mine too.
Love it.
Love it equally as much as
I
you.
I love you more.
Get out of town. That's impossible because I love you more.
There's not enough room in town for how much I love you and you. So I'm going to have to choose, and it's going to be very difficult.
Well, I don't know about that. What I do know is that you're making my pussy wet.
Am I your pop chip?
You're my pop chip.
Aww.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dress up like a $1 million trooper.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.